Hey everyone, Friday, May 24th, Will here, stepping in for Miles. Taking a look at performance from the major area yesterday, right here in the custom column, US dollar only area that managed to close in the green. Most of the equity benchmarks were positive to start the day, NVIDIA earnings being a big tailwind, holding a number of them up. But throughout the afternoon, that softened, and we saw the major indices roll over. S&P 500 losing about 70 basis points. Biggest loser was gold, actually down over 2%. Here's a Russell 2000 down about 1.6% as well. So overall, a bit of a risk-off move yesterday. Looking at the NASDAQ composite, though, we did print a new all-time chart high at 16,900, and you saw a lot of the other major indices do the same, where we either printed intraday all-time highs or new all-time chart highs before closing down. NASDAQ composite is an interesting chart picture. If we do get a reversal down to 16,500, I think that would look healthy. That's a prior area of resistance, a prior all-time high. I think that would suggest that we're getting a healthy and kind of routine exhale there. The Dow was able to reverse down into a column of those yesterday. I say was able, like it's a positive. And in this case, I think it is a positive. So this reversed down into O's after printing 40,000. A lot of people were talking about Dow hitting 40,000. Nothing particularly special other than it's just a 1,000-point milestone. Trading at very normalized levels. Big support is still down around that 37,800 level. A couple of notes on participation. The NYSE high low still sits at 90%. So this is the number of stocks hitting new 52-week highs relative to those hitting new 52-week lows. This being at 90% and at a high over the past year tells us that we are at a potential inflection point where we could see some softening underneath the surface. And we have seen that play out the past few days. This is a longer-term participation indicator, the NYSE 40-week. So how many stocks in the New York Stock Exchange are above their 200-day moving average? 40 weeks, 200 days, you get the idea. This reversed down into O's yesterday at a pretty interesting level. Looks like 70% has been a stall out in terms of how many stocks are able to get above that 200-day moving average. So I said reversed down again yesterday. Looks like long-term participation readings, we're at a place where those tend to stall out. Looking at the S&P 500, how many stocks are above their 200-day moving average there? This also reversed down into O's yesterday. Still higher than the New York Stock Exchange and also among the highest levels over, it's been over the past 2 years. So not as clear of a, call it resistance picture here, participation resistance, but overall, fair amount of stocks still above the 200-day moving average. All right, note on Dolly. We've seen financials move into the top three. So now you have technology, industrials, and financials up there. The Dow has a really heavy presence in financials. So it makes sense to see some near-term alpha there. Consumer cyclicals falling now down into fourth. A note on the ag real quickly here. This reversed down into O's yesterday. Rates going up, bond prices going down. This trend line, I think, is going to be important to watch, because we've seen rate cut probabilities continue to get pushed out. So what I mean by that, this is a Fed watch tool saying what's the target rate for where markets think rates are going to be. June is foregone conclusion, staying where they are. July is now also pretty much a foregone conclusion, staying where we are in that 525 to 550 range. September is when it gets a bit more interesting. There's some debate whether we see a rate cut for 46% chance, supposedly, add it together, maybe 50% chance of a rate cut in September. But then when we go out to November and then even December, you can see these probabilities get much more interesting, especially on the December front. If you compare where participants have moved recently, we're seeing a lot more participants move to holding rates where they are now. So pretty interesting movement there. That's going to be affecting bond price, especially as you've seen with the ag higher for longer rate narrative could push some of those bond prices lower. So remain tactical and agile in the fixed income space. All right, in honor of Miles, Fun Friday, he's actually taken the second level of the CFA today. So if you think about him, wish him some good luck. But in honor of Miles, Fun Friday, something I want to highlight is on the chart of NVIDIA. So this is a five attribute stock. Here's the movement yesterday after earnings, actually broke through a pretty big area of resistance at 960. But what I want to highlight today is Fun Friday is these attribute ratings. So how long have we been right? To toot our own horn here, how long has the system been right on NVIDIA? I could cherry pick plenty of other examples. I could also pinpoint times it hasn't worked, but overall, we know this has been a pretty good system. based off the attribute. So historically, if you click on, I'll show you tech attribute right here underneath the stock, it'll show you its rating history. You can also see the dates that it was rated at its each level. So a three is acceptable, a four is a buy, and then five is a strong buy. Right here, it moved up to acceptable territory November of 2022, and moved into buyable territory November 11th, 2022. And then it became a five attribute stock in December, briefly ticked down to a four, but it's been consistently a five since January of 2023. So that's the highest rating that we can have on the system. So if you want to check out other stocks and how they've rated historically, see when the system has picked up on their technical strength, I think that's a great way to do so. If you ever want collateral, click that I right here and then download that white paper. That's our systematic way of rating stocks and gives you some confidence in the system. All right, that's all I had for this week. Appreciate you being with me. We will see you on Tuesday. Enjoy the long weekend.